Minnesota News Network. I'm Bill Werner. A jury in western Wisconsin has found Minnesotan Nikolai Mihiu guilty in the Apple River stabbings, but of lesser counts of first-degree reckless homicide and other charges, not the charges of intentional crimes.
As to count one of the information, Isaac Schumann, the jury finds Nikolai Mihiu guilty of first-degree reckless homicide as submitted.
The decision came after about 7 hours of deliberations. 54-year-old Mew's family and friends didn't show any visible change in emotion when the verdict was read. Afterwards, family and friends of Isaac Schumann, the 17-year-old Stillwater boy who was fatally stabbed, shared hugs and shed tears in the hallway outside. Minneapolis City Council today voted unanimously to delay the start of the controversial Uber-Lyft driver pay ordinance by 2 months until July 1st, but council members soundly rejected the proposal to cancel that ordinance completely.
Minneapolis going alone and damaging itself, the metro area, and the rest of the state has proven to be folly,
argued Councilmember Linnea Palmisano, saying, let's go back to the drawing board or let the state legislature direct a statewide plan. Councilmember Robin Wansley fired back, don't let drivers and riders be divided.
That division is being leveraged by two multi-billion dollar corporations who absolutely have no care about disabilities or disabled residents, and they also don't care about the drivers that they exploit every single day.
Also in the news, statewide tornado drills today, part of Severe Weather Awareness Week in Minnesota. National Weather Service issued a simulated tornado warning at 1:45 this afternoon. There will be another one at 6:45 tonight. Most Minnesota counties are activating warning sirens and other notification systems, and officials say it's a good time for Minnesotans to work on their tornado drills and safety plans for the upcoming severe weather season. In other headlines, top-level college hockey in Minnesota with the 2024 Frozen Four underway in St. Paul. Denver skating against Boston University in the opening national semifinal. Second game pits top-ranked Boston College against Michigan, which has freshman Garrett Schiffsky from Andover on its roster.
I'm excited. You know, a lot of friends and family coming to this game, and just be something that's really special to come back here in your home state and win a national championship.
Tonight's two winning teams play in Saturday night's national championship game at the XL Energy Center. No major changes in this week's U.S. Drought Monitor map for Minnesota. Percentage of the state in a moderate drought inched up from 43% to 44%. Severe drought unchanged at just over 11% of the state. USDA reporting 87% of Minnesota is abnormally dry. That compares to 98% last week. Parts of eastern and central Minnesota got more than an inch of precipitation on Sunday and Monday. That's the latest, and you're listening to Minnesota News Network.